target for Americans getting the jab and waiving the patent on COVID vaccines. Could herd immunity be on the horizon? Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast and check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. And don't forget the new podcast as well, Pacific Conversations. New chat out this week with Ambassador to Australia, Jeff Bleich. Biden has set a new target on vaccination jabs, looking to have at least 70% of America's adult population vaccinated, or at least 70% to have their first jab by July 4th. Ed, any thoughts on the rollout as it currently stands?
Well, it looks like the converted have gone to the vaccine church. Mm. And we're now working on the people who need a little more praying and time. And part of it is there's more than one jab. If there were only one and a couple of people had, you know, had blood clots, people would say, well, I'll run that risk. But since you have so many choices, people are wary. The more choices you give, the less decisions are made. That's true of all of us. So I think he'll make it to that target. And then we'll have an endemic, not a pandemic. An endemic is like the flu. It's around all the time. And some people are going to die from it. And others will get the shots and live. And I think very soon there'll be medicines out there. And I've heard of some and some protocols you can use now and live through this. The problem is it's not like the flu. You are not better off when you finish it. It can attack you anytime after the disease is so-called passed.
Mm. I guess the real difficulty is here reaching herd immunity for those that are kind of vulnerable to these kind of things, especially when we've got, you know, obviously the opposition to the vaccine from a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I think we can reach herd immunity because so many people will be protected. But the people who aren't protected, when they get it, are going to get other unprotected people. It sounds like there are similar classes in similar locations. And it's kind of like Jamestown. They're going to die together.
Mm. There have been growing calls for the Biden administration to release the patents on COVID vaccines, as Biden said, was the only humane choice when campaigning in 2020. The administration has now taken steps toward that, which would make it a lot easier for developing countries to produce their own vaccines. Ed, just how complicated is it to waive the intellectual property rights on something like this?
It's very difficult. But of course, when you're a government and you give those rights, you can be a government and by simple legal action, withdraw them. I think what the U.S. will do is provide them with some compensation in this structure. They're going to make plenty of money and they'll look greedy if they don't. And of course, you have to worry about the possibility of people making fakes, particularly countries that have capacity. India is very vulnerable now to fakes, and I hope they'll take every vaccine they can, but they can produce their own vaccines in India. Let's make sure they're pure. Furthermore, Russia has a very good vaccine, as does China, and I hope the Indians are able to take advantage of all of them.
And a bit of a turnaround this week. This is another area where Biden faced criticism for seemingly being slow to action. A month ago, Biden said that they would keep the cap on refugees, the refugee intake, at Donald Trump's historically low 15,000. Now, that sparked a bit of outrage. It's now been raised to 62,500. As we've said, though, this is a difficult one because on the one hand, you want to take on more refugees. On the other, you want to limit movement generally as much as possible due to COVID-19. How's this one going to work?
Well, I think what's going to happen here is the people who are most likely to get visas and permanent entry to the United States are Northern Europeans and Canadians. I don't think others will be getting them. And this will provide enough people for the tech industries who really want and need this. It's too bad, but everyone now is doing containment for everyone else's benefit, not letting Indians into Australia or the United States. Actually, it's to the benefit of India as well as the countries they're not coming to. Because you have to contain this disease, as we've discovered, in the location where it is and not allow it to spread.
I did want to speak a bit about some issues plaguing the GOP this week. We spoke a few weeks ago about the love affair, whether the love affair between the GOP and big business was coming to a close following the Georgia voting rights fiasco. Ted Cruz certainly sounded like a spurned lover this week, saying to woke CEOs on Twitter and with an open letter, when the time comes that you need help with a tax break or a regulatory change, I hope the Democrats take your calls because we may not. Starting now, we won't take your money either. And a former federal ethics chief, Walter Sharb, called this maybe the most openly corrupt thing any senator has ever said. Look to me, I mean, it's saying we won't take your bribes.
It sounds like Ted Cruz to me.
Yes.
Who engages his mouth before his brain. You can be sure there are a lot of phone calls going into Ted Cruz up from senior senators saying, what the? And so now they're just painting themselves into a corner and they can't get out.
Yeah, it's really just a mark that it's not about morality on this one. It's because we don't like your public stances. We'll refuse to enact policy. We're not going to enact policy change on your behalf.
They're not going to enact any policy changes, period. We have to get over that. The issue now is, can Biden ride a wave of American sentiment in through the Senate in the midterms and capture a couple of more senators, maybe many as four more, and hold what they have in the House and maybe gain one or two? If that happened, game over.
Well, speaking of this sentiment, Liz Cheney, the House Republican Conference Chair, has been at the center of a furore over the last couple of weeks. Cheney has been critical of Donald Trump's big lie that the 2020 election was stolen, and for that reason, the GOP is saying she has to go. You either agree 100% with God Emperor Trump, or you're out of the band. Ed, who is Cheney, and what is going on?
Well, I think, who was it, Luther, that pounded the commandments on the door of the church?
Martin Luther, yep.
Yeah, I think she's the Martin Luther of the Republican Party. She has pounded the document of accusation that no one can refute on the church door. And for that reason, she is persona non grata and is being excommunicated from the church. But we've seen this movie before, and Lutherans are still around.
It says to me, though, Republicans have not moved on from January 6th. I mean, I don't see how you can continue to support claims that an election was stolen, but not support insurrection against a supposedly illegitimate government. And they cannot, they will not move on from Trump. I mean, this says to me, Trump 2024, assuming he can get off his ass, he's going to be the most likely Republican candidate. And there's no line, there's no bottom, there is no possible recovery for the Republican Party.
Yes, but remember the Martin Luther thing. There will be people who splinter from the party and try to start a new party. That will be very damaging to the party. It happened with Republicans before during slavery. So I anticipate a new set of divisions among the Republican Party strengthening the Democrats.
Well, one big test for Trumpism and for the Republican Party's brand, maybe with the general public, is likely to be the Florida governor's race, November 2022. It's still a while out, but Democrat Charlie Crist has announced he will be running this week against the incumbent Republican Ron DeSantis, and there's likely more of this to come. As I think Dems are sort of sensing some blood in the water. Ed, we were watching Florida very, very closely this past November. It is a deeply, deeply divided state. Any thoughts?
Well, I think this is an interesting one because Ron DeSantis seems to be signing his own death warrant with these changes in the electoral rule. He is pushing out a lot of mail balloting in a state that has a huge number of senior citizens who don't, won't, and can't come to the polls, and they certainly don't want to be in crowds, even now. Charlie Crist, running as a Democrat, can foresee the opportunities here of really real alignment for the first time among all the Democrats, including those who are Hispanic, to make some changes, because DeSantis has defected from the people who elected him, the Hispanic people, and put all of his time, money, and energy on the very wealthy few. So we'll see how this movie plays out. But DeSantis, it's hard to win when you're running on the defensive.
Is there any other special elections or bits of pieces we should be watching coming up?
I think there are a couple of House elections because of people's retirements and the like. They seem to be fairly safe seats. The thing that the Democrats have to do is get younger. They're a pretty old crew.
Israel, and I have to imagine the way the leadership process... It's still there, amazingly enough, but look, the way this one's dragging on, it's got to be beginning to make the 40 years in the desert look like a walk around the block for God's chosen people. Benjamin Netanyahu has once again failed to form a workable government. Once again, Israelites are returning to the polls. Ed, when will it end? I mean, when Bibi is actually in jail, will they get somebody else who can form a majority?
That's when it'll happen. No, I'm serious. If Bibi is staying in the way of a hard right person, military person, who can win this election, but he can't.
And before I let you go, Ed, wanted to talk about a report this week that China is taking a massive lead in electric car manufacture over the US and Europe, looking at producing some 8 million cars a year. Really shouldn't be surprised that China is going hard on this. Do you think that the states might lose out on a potential growth area if plans aren't put in place?
Well, that's the whole thing. That's what Biden's been saying. We've got to get out there in front of this using our technology, our methods, using Musk and people like that to not just to make a vehicle, but make the best vehicle in the world. The United States can't win with quantity anymore. It has to win with quality. And the capacity is there, but people have to stop fighting one another and fight to do this big, important job.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk all the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast and check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Also look out the website, edtalks.com.au. That covers both US of Ed and the new podcast, Pacific Conversations. New chat out this week with US Ambassador to Australia, Jeff Bleich.